Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring in Andrew Brandt, the former Packers, the former Packers kind of salary cap guru guy, the Packers vice president, also columnist for MMQB and The Athletic. Andrew, how you been, my friend?
I've been well, Bill. Good to talk to you as always.
You too. So we keep waiting for the other shoe to drop, and then everybody says, okay, Aaron Rodgers is back in the fold. We don't have anything to worry about, and let's kind of effort towards a championship. But do you think these two sides are any closer than they were, say, a month ago?
Yeah, this is kind of the big mystery. It's hard to know. You know, I've sat in that chair for 10 years, and I'm also a good friend of Aaron's and know his side, know his agent very well. You know, I guess they're talking. It's a hard deal to do. You know, you look at what Ryan did. You look at what Cousins did. You know Aaron's a better player than both. You know he's going to be the highest paid player in the NFL. But what does that mean? You know, people like me, you got to drill down about guaranteed money, drill down about what's the length, how's the security. You hear rumors about adjustments if things change in the marketplace. So you start thinking about all these things, and you say, wow, that's a really hard deal to do. And then I think the thing is, Bill, I think the Packers want to get something done. But really, from a leverage standpoint, does Aaron? Because, again, I'm putting on my agent hat. If you got 2 years left, you know, you're not going to get the real deal you want. It's just too much time. And the Packers are kind of in a catbird seat negotiating with 2 years left. Now, you get to 1 year left, well, there's some real leverage. And then you get towards 0 years left, you know, even though franchise tag's out there, that's a tough one. So we'll see where this goes. Who knows what's really going on?
Well, I guess the question would be, what's the holdup? I mean, Aaron had said publicly it's not about being the highest paid player. So if that's the case and you take him at his word, is this more about the option to be then, to redo this deal later down the road? Is it about guaranteed money? I mean, I know the specifics aren't out there, but it seems to me like there's something in the works that is untraditional to what football is normally seeing.
Yeah, I think some of that came out with Peter King's column this week. That's a hard one because, you know, this optionality, I'll call it, where Aaron could be adjusted. I don't know if that's in any contract. You know, it's funny because when I did Aaron's first contract as a rookie 13 years ago, I tried to get clauses in there that would really adjust his contract based on when Brett retired, whether that would be 1 year away, 2 years away, 3 years away, 4 years away, 5 years away. And the management council said, no, you can't do that. You can't tie compensation from one player to retirement of another player. You can't do that. So I don't even know if they would allow tying compensation of Aaron Rodgers to compensation of a phantom new quarterback contract. I mean, that's not going to get approved. So maybe they're trying to come up with some curious and some strategic way that this can happen. You know, the easy thing to say is, well, if Matt Ryan got 30 a year, Aaron's going to get 31 or 32 a year. Yeah, they can do that. That's fine. But what does it mean in terms of guarantees? What does it mean in terms of length? What is Aaron served by doing a five-year extension, tying him up for 7 years? Maybe not.
As a guy that's negotiated those deals, when you look at the last time anybody made over 13% of a salary cap was Steve Young to win a Super Bowl. Knowing that you can only have so much money to go around, do you then get into the quandary of how much is too much before we can actually fortify what goes on around him?
You know, you're talking to the wrong guy about that because, you know, I spent 10 years with one of the highest paid players in the game in Brett Favre, and I never wanted that excuse. I think that's a cop-out where teams say, well, we can't surround him with a quality team because we're paying the quarterback so much. No, that's just wrong. And maybe you're not managing the cap well. But if you have a quarterback making even $30 million on a $177 million cap, you can manage that. Now, you get all that proration, all that other crap on these contracts that people do, like Tony Romo counting $20 million after he retires, you know, then you get in trouble. But it's all about management. It's really not a real reason why that should happen in my mind.
For those that say that they should give him like a portion of the Packers, now, first of all, the Packers aren't owned by an owner. And secondly, can you even do that in the National Football? I don't think you can do that, can you?
You know, I asked the league that when, remember, Peyton Manning was a free agent in 2012, I believe. And there were rumors about the Tennessee Titans, maybe more than rumors, giving him a piece. And when I talked to the league, they said, yeah, you know, there's no rule against it, but think about valuation. So if Peyton Manning got, you know, 1% of the Titans at that point, and they were worth $1 billion, what's that, 100 million? No, I don't know what that is, 10 million, that would count. So if, say, he's making 10, you know, 20 million, and then in 10 million valuation, that would count on the cap. So if Aaron Rodgers got a piece of the Packers, and they're valued at 2 billion, you know, and say he got 1%, 20 million, that would count. You know, so those are the kind of things you have to deal with.
Looking at getting Aaron Rodgers in the fold, like you said, it doesn't really behoove him to get a deal done. Is it hard feelings if they don't get a deal done, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, listen, we're talking about adults and professionals, and Aaron's about as cool a character as there is. I mean, I don't think it. You know, I know from a team angle, with Brett, we always tried to not let him get even 2 years within free agency because you never want him to kind of see the finish line. But, you know, that's why I think in some ways the Packers are trying to get this deal done more than Aaron. It's just my hunch because Aaron's leverage only grows after this year.
Talking with Andrew Brandt from the MMQB and the Athletic, former Packers vice president. Are there deals right now in the NFL that you just kind of shake your head at and you think, how have we gotten to this point? I mean, granted, the Kirk Cousins deal, it was a necessity at the time. They felt he was the best guy available. But when you look at the amount of money, is it a good deal for the Minnesota Vikings? I mean, obviously they're pushing their chips to the middle of the table, but a guy that has not won over 10 games, a guy that has not won in the postseason, is that just super high risk going for high reward?
Well, I think what you have to look at with the Cousins deal is what can happen with free agency. You know, look at Sammy Watkins. Look at Allen Robinson. You know, those two receivers, nobody's going to put up there with Larry Fitzgerald or Antonio Brown or Julio Jones. But they're making more than that. And why? Because of free agency. Because Sammy Watkins got to market. Allen Robinson got to market even after ACL. And got 15, 16 a year. Kirk Cousins got to market. I don't know if there'll ever be a productive young quarterback get to market. Why? Because teams are smart. They're not going to let a guy go to market. You don't think that Eagles are going to lock up Wentz way in advance and the Rams with Goff and the Titans with Mariota. I mean, that's never going to happen. The Cousins thing was so weird because the Redskins really never wanted to make that commitment. And, you know, on the one hand, the Vikings paid whatever, 28 a year guaranteed, but on the other hand, it's only 3 years. So that 3-year guarantees have already been done in the league. So this was not truly groundbreaking. Now, the other 3-year guarantees, like Matt Ryan and others, have extra years on them. But still, I heard that Cousins was pushing for that 4th year, and Vikings would only do it non-guaranteed. So they decided against it.
Real quick before I let you go, I got to just ask you, I mean, obviously looking over the fence, the Packers have made quite a few changes, specifically more so to the coaching staff than actually on the field. Do you like what's going on in Green Bay?
Yeah, I do. I mean, listen, I know we've talked about Brian. Brian was in our staff 15 years ago and always impressed me, Gutekunst, as a bright mind. easy to get along with, no ego guy, and I think he'll do well. For people who think it's going to be completely different, that's not going to happen. He's a disciple of Ted Thompson, and I think the Packer way is always to have people in that position that just their life mission is to scout players. And I think that'll work well, and listen, this team with Aaron is always a Super Bowl threat. Obviously last year was without Aaron, but, getting him back is like getting three number one draft picks plus.
Yeah. Andrew, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate it. So love reading your stuff. Always great insight. And we'll talk again soon. Hopefully when they get this deal done, we can break it all down.
You got it. Take care, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Andrew Brand from the MMQB and also the Athletic. He worked for the Packers for so many years. Like he said, he was the guy that did Aaron's first rookie contract. He's been around a long time. Former Packers vice president. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.